Cannabis Business Minds, we train and mentor professionals, entrepreneurs, and aspiring entrepreneurs on how to confidently find their place in the legal cannabis and hemp industries. Come on and join us at CannabisBusinessMinds.com.
Hello, Cannabis Business Minds, and I hope you're doing well. On today's episode, which is super, super mini, this is a little update for you so you can start the new year super fresh, super good, feeling confident about your numbers and feeling confident about your cash flow. And yes, we are going to be talking about the sum of the things that you are going to want to do in your business if you haven't already done them to make sure that you are setting the groundwork right for 2023, so you can be paying yourself what you know you should be getting, and so you can be running your business much more like a CFO than you have been. And what we're going to talk about is what you want to be doing when you think about budgeting. So budgeting is a process that literally is the way that you are going to tell yourself, hey, I am forecasting this much in sales. I feel confident in how much I'm going to be getting in sales from doing an assessment of what you've been actually doing last year, from knowing the market, from knowing your marketing goals, all that kind of stuff, to saying, hey, I'm going to get this much in sales. I know this is how much it's going to cost in terms of my cost of sales, right? That's a very important metric for cannabis businesses. And then it's looking at how you're actually going to be operating, how much you're going to be spending in certain categories of your business, from cost of compliance if you're a cannabis operator, to sales and marketing, to your facility costs and management, to your general and administrative expenses. It's coming up with that plan, looking at everything that you literally plan to spend money on, breaking it down by these different categories and by the different months, and coming up with your financial plan for 2023, or, you know, the next 12 months, right? I call it your financial roadmap. It is so important. You want to be doing that in your life. Hello, personal finance. One of the most important things for entrepreneurs in any space is personal finance, but you want to be doing it for your business. Why? Because by being able to like think about where you want to go strategically in your business and having that plan that relates to your strategic plan, you are saying, hey, this is where I want to go. This is how I'm going to get there. The budget is the, this is how I'm going to get there. This is how much it's going to cost me. This is how much I'm going to hopefully be paying myself, that I'm going to be getting in profit. And this is how much I need to sell to break even. Like, there's all of these massive components. I say massive, actually, that is not true. There's all of these components that are not complex, that definitely touch within each other, that are really important for you as you start really building your business. If you're just starting out, you want to be thinking about your budget. If you are operating for quite some time, you definitely want to be thinking about your budget. And I think that what happens is that as entrepreneurs, we've got so much on our plate. The number side is definitely not the sexy side. We try to outsource this to a bookkeeper, an accountant, our tax peeps, right? That's good. I'm an accountant. I know there's a lot of accountants listening. We're assets to you. We definitely are assets to you. We help you as business owners synthesize the data, help you, give you the information to help you make the decision. But in the end, it's you that's running the business. It's you that needs to make that financial decision. And so when you think about outsourcing, budgeting is definitely not the outsourcing thing. You can outsource to your bookkeeper, to your accountant. Hey, you know, I need you to pull me a report. I want you to, you know, the profit and loss for the last year, break it out by quarters. I want to see how I was performing. This is your analytics, y'all. How was I doing in sales? What were my best-selling products? What was my month over month or my quarter over quarter growth? All these are so important for you as a business owner to be thinking about. You can outsource that. You can say, hey, can you pull me that report? I want to know this. I want to walk through it with you. Right. So that definitely is a role as a business owner. And so from that, you know, when you think about building your budget, from that analysis of how you did this year, right, That's how you start building your sales forecast and building your operating budget. Now, I use those terms. Those are the correct terms to use, a sales forecast, operating budget. But when I look at it as, you know, holistically in my business and my clients' businesses, I combine that into one worksheet in Google Sheets to make sure that I have the, you know, I know what we're doing in sales. I know what we're doing or what we're expecting in operating costs. And so as you enter 2023, use these next few weeks to make sure that you are building that budget, that you are doing the work to see how did it go this year and what can you be doing next year? Like, what are your priorities and what are your main operating costs that you plan to have, something that you're planning to budget for, right? So it's not hard. And in fact, I'm so passionate about this. I've built a budget template that you can get if you head on over to cannabisbusinessminds.com/budget, and you can access this budgeting template. Super easy to use, super fun to use, and will help you. I've got a video, like a complimentary video that walks you through the different budget tabs. It includes, you know, a good financial assessment that you should be doing with your team if you're operating with other people or operating by yourself, to help you kind of get in the mindset of like, okay, this is how well I did. These are the areas that I want to focus on so that you can start prioritizing what you're doing for the next year. And then it has a sales page and a cost of goods sold page by month. Give you a lot of information. So it's not daunting. And then you can build your operating budget. And from there, what's even cooler, I'm so excited. I just added this to the spreadsheet, is like a budget to actual. This is where rubber really meets the road, because what happens with a lot of people that are budgeting is that we're like, oh, I'm going to send my budget. It's so great. I'm going to do that at the very beginning of the year. I'm never going to look at it. No, y'all, this is something you look at every month. And it's something that it's not hard to look at every month when you have the right foundation in place. And so this is giving you a very high level budget to actual analysis that you can be doing in your business. So if you're interested, make sure that you head on over to cannabisbusinessminds.com and go to budget, and you will have access to get your 2023 operating template budget and videos. All right, y'all. So as you wrap up 2022, make sure that you are taking good care of yourself. Make sure that you are giving yourself the nourishment, the mindful nourishment that you need to go into this next year. You know, I look at this as, what can we learn from this year? What can we have and really look at as success that really propelled us forward in 2022 that we can bring to 2023? And what can we look at, you know, critically in ourselves and our business that we know that we are going to focus on, we are going to try to work towards mastery towards, that is a little bit of that uncomfortable spot that we know that we got to dive deep, do a little bit more work, personal development work to do it. But knowing that by doing that, you are going to take yourself to another level in your business. This is the opportunity. You know, we have one time on this planet, and that time that you are designed to listen to me. Thank you. To work in your business. Thank you. To be who you want to be. Yes, that's up to you. And it's like, why not take this opportunity to make 2023 the best damn year that we can. So getting into the new year, happy new year to you. Happy new year to your family, to your business, to all of those goals. And I am so excited to share with you, collaborate with you, be with you in 2023. And let's do this. Let's make 2023 the best year that we can. Cheers. Thanks so much for listening to this week's show. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you enjoyed this, leave us a 5-star review. Make sure that you share this episode on your social media and tag us in the Instagram stories. You can find us wherever you go on social media. Just look up Cannabis Business Minds. Have an idea for the show or something that you want to talk about? Shoot us an email at podcast@cannabisbusinessminds.com.